If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Why, who is it, Chris?
It's Cece Goldwater. Why
what?
Could she be calling?
I don't know. That is so weird. Good morning, Cece Goldwater.
We need to get better music for me. Like something like easy listening or something like that. Something that rolls it all in. Because we out here in the West sleep in a little later than you guys do in California.
Cece Goldwater, for those of you uninformed, is Barry Goldwater's granddaughter, my dad's running mate in 1964. And her fabulous HBO film, Mr. Conservative, Goldwater on Goldwater, makes the point that oftentimes the Stephanie Miller radio show does, that this is not our dad and Goldwater's party anymore. What has happened to the Republican Party? Who will save America? Why, Cece, what could you be calling for?
Well, I think I had a very clever idea that I think that maybe during this whole process, I think that people were asking me, like, where is Goldwater? Where is Miller? Where are those integrity guys back in the 64 campaign?
Right.
And I thought, you know, maybe I can convince Stephanie, since she doesn't have anything to do after 9 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock
in the morning.
to do something really fun with me, like run for president or something like that.
What? Goldwater Miller 08. What a fabulous idea. The confetti's coming down. Come the streamers and the balloons.
It's coming down, too, in my car. It's amazing. The only radio I've got. It's coming down in my car.
I can't believe you didn't even show up in person to announce that we're running for president and vice president. Why? What's that? GoldwaterMiller08.com is live right now as we speak.
I would have had to wear my bathrobe to your
One would get the impression that we're not taking this terribly seriously.
No, well, you know, the thing is that I know how much I know how much Chris and the boys there really like me and respect me from the waist up, and so I thought that they just need a little more of me, more cowbell.
Yeah.
By the way, they have already, because you know Hillary asked for campaign songs, and we're going to want suggestions too, and we have already rolled out an ass. I already told them no, not the song from Chorus Line. Now we have you can go to GoldwaterMiller08.com. We have now our main tagline, CC, is GoldwaterMiller08, family name, no skills, just like W.
Right.
Yes, but we have a bunch of them. We have GoldwaterMiller08, ex-Republican girls gone wild.
Right.
Twice
the cleavage of Hillary.
Yes, GoldwaterMiller08. We look way better in a dress than Giuliani. We have GoldwaterMiller08, What's Another Landslide Among Friends?
Right. GoldwaterMiller08, the sequel.
There you go. GoldwaterMiller08, Better Late Than Never.
Better late than never, right?
So, because as you know, also we are, as you know, for campaign finance, we're doing this for zero.
Right. We want to show everybody that you don't need money. Earlier in the hour, you were talking about how all these guys are just, you know, levering up the money, but we don't need any money because we believe we can win based on the fact that people, out of the goodness of their heart, when they're going to come to an event that we're at, they're going to brown bag it.
They're
going to bring their own booze.
Yeah, we're doing this for zero.
Whatever they want, right?
Why can't you? We will have, in fact, our first event will be in Phoenix. Our first GoldwaterMiller08 event will be in Phoenix next month.
Our rally
at the end of this month.
Goldwater girls, Goldwater boys, Goldwater grannies for Goldwater, gays for Goldwater. It'll just be everybody.
Yeah, we truly do have a big tent.
One of you does, anyway.
And since we have no money, by the way, we will need you to submit not just like campaign jingles, campaign songs. We'll need you to do it all because, A, we're lazy. B, we have no money. This is a campaign of the people, isn't it, Cece?
Yeah, it's all the people. We need a YouTube. We need a YouTube videography. We need somebody to take and do a little video for our little commercial and make a commercial for us.
Well, here's the serious part of it. And like I say, your fabulous HBO film, Mr. Conservative, Goldwater on Goldwater.
Right. Very, very fabulous.
Does make the point that this, you know, this Bush administration Republican Party, not something that Barry Goldwater or Bill Miller would recognize, right?
Exactly, and you know the thing—the movie that just came out on DVD is.
Oh, it did. That's such weird timing. It's almost like this would be like a cheap PR stunt to promote my radio show and your DVD.
No, we are. This is a, you know, cheap PR stunt. Of course it is, but
we stand for honesty, like they did.
Well, we are very honest. I mean, what are we going to do? Say that you should take it seriously?
Well,
no,
your mother is actually quite concerned that we might win.
Well, I know, because she's trying to already pick her bedroom. All right? That's with my mom. She's trying to pick her bedroom. But, you know, our party is, where is the party party?
And yeah, we're the where's really, the party party.
You got to get right into that to understand it. It's real heavy. It's heavy, man. It's really heavy. It's not Republican. it's not Democrat. It's where's the party.
But we miss straight shooters like Barry and Bill in politics. And also, I mean, my dad, as you remember, he knew they weren't going to win either. So he used to, if he had a good poker game going, he would make his campaign plane keep circling.
Yeah, that's right. That's because my grandfather was trying to get the whipped cream off his face, I think. I'm not sure. But they all had so much fun. They had so much fun. And that's what you and I are all about, trying to make this fun again.
Putting the fun back in pot. Well, we also made the serious point, though, that you know, your grandfather, Barry Goldwater, was good friends with JFK. My dad had friends on both sides of the aisle. What would they think of the tone of politics today? What would they think of their party being represented by Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh and what's happened to the tone?
I personally think they would be shocked because they're agenda-driven, religious right fundamentalists, and I think that that's something that Barry and Bill were very much opposed to, and that's probably why they would not recognize what the party is like today. I mean, the party's different.
Well, and I think that those are the serious questions we're asking. It is a little ironic that Hillary Clinton, who was a Goldwater girl in 64, is quoting your grandfather on the campaign trail in 2008 about gays in the military. That you remember he said, you don't have to be straight, you just have to shoot straight. I mean, that's the Democratic front runner. You know what?
Well, and Fred Thompson's manifesto is the conscience of a conservative, written in 1960. So you know, a lot of people out there are trying to be of the ilk of Barry and Bill and at that Goldwater Miller 64 mm-hmm. ticket and have that integrity, but do they? That's the question.
Well, a lot of people.
We're going to poke fun at it and have fun.
And a lot of people are making the same point we are. John Dean was just on last week and almost blew our big announcement. He's very chatty.
Did?
Yes.
I know. He asked me what I was going to run. That was the thing. And I think John was actually the impetus for pushing me over the edge and calling you and telling you we should do this.
Yep. Well, you know, I mean, we
don't want John Dean. Let's make him our Goldwater girl.
But we talked about.
Yeah, he'd appreciate that.
We talked about
Goldwater boy.
Yeah.
But we talked about, you know, one of my favorite Barry quotes was, you know, every good Christian ought to kick Jerry Falwell right in the ass. But I mean, we were saying, like, what, you know, what would they think of a party that's lecturing others about family values and they're caught in one hypocritical sex scandal after another?
Well, it's obvious because we wouldn't be running if we thought that everything was okay.
There you go. We have lots of questions. What would they?
We have lots of things. We have good answers. For
everything. they were both smaller government guys. We have a $300 billion deficit. We have warrantless wiretapping. They were Constitution guys. You know, the loss of civil liberties. My dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. I mean, there's a lot of. We have serious questions.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, with you talking this up and you and I talking maybe once or twice a week and people can call and ask Goldwater Miller questions.
We're going to do a weekly feature, Ask Goldwater Miller, because this is a campaign of the people, Cece. Once again, A, we're lazy, and we haven't really put a lot of thought into our platform, so it'll be a listening tour, essentially.
No, we've got one. We've got education, yes.
This will, and this is going to make Fred Thompson look better. This will be the lazier run than Fred Thompson's.
Yeah, especially because if I can do it in my Barker lounger, then it'll be villainous.
Yeah.
And you do it with a headset on. We're okay. We're almost there.
Yes, exactly.
I can just taste the clam chowder, can't you?
Well, I mean, you and I.
I can just imagine the karaoke parties on Sunday at the White House,
yep.
You know?
Well, here's the thing. You and I, chicks, both of us not married. So, number one, we're doing this to make boyfriends and ex-husbands, you know, mad that they dumped us. And number two, initially we're thinking hiring Chippendales dancers for first and second man because we feel that America needs more eye candy, less lecturing other people about family values. Yes?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think we need as much glitz and glam and the whole. I mean, we need showgirls. We need all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
So anybody, any of your listeners that think that they have talent and want to be part of our team, they should log on to the website and tell us what they can do for us and how they can.
Yeah, you know,
rock
but America,
our world
America, this campaign is really all about what you can do for us.
Yeah,
that's
we want to know what people want. What do people want, ideally? Platform.
Right.
And we want them to develop our platform because we're not, obviously, the people that have been doing it are not doing what the people want. And that's why people are up in their arms about this whole thing. So here we go, an opportunity for everybody to get out there and say what they want.
Yeah, and when you look at the paltry pack running in 2008, we just thought, well, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Why not Lucy and Ethel? Why not?
Why not Lucy and Ethel? That's right. That's another one of our taglines.
We
hot babes in the White House.
We actually cooked up this whole scheme at my house one drunken weekend, didn't we?
We had a little. we didn't get a lot done, but we had a lot of fun. We read all the candidates' websites, and that was kind of fun.
That's, you know, there's another tagline for us. Goldwater Miller 08. We're not going to get a lot done, but it'll be a lot of fun. All right. So well, go to GoldwaterMiller08.com. Cece and I will have Ask Goldwater Miller every week, and together we will take back America, won't we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? What else we got to do? And besides, we are for job sharing, so if we actually get in, we're going to like call Hillary to fill in for us anyway, probably.
We're just going to tell her what she needs to feed the dogs or whatever, because it's just, you know, we need to remind her of her instructive duties. But the thing is that this whole campaign is so that everybody will listen to Stephanie Miller's show and buy the DVD, Mr. Conservative. Now that we got to underline this, because we are self-serving in some way, but we're not trying to raise any money. So don't send us any money.
Maybe we're saying yes, it's a cheap PR stunt. So what? What's your point?
I rescued a person on a plane last week, so there you go.
There you go. Cece Goldwater, my running mate for President of the United States. GoldwaterMiller08.com. Thank you, Madam President, for calling
in. You are very, very welcome.
All right. We will talk again next week. There she goes.
Bye-bye.
Cece Goldwater.
Yay! I got a slogan for you. Extremism and cleavage is no vice.
Yeah.